Hi, good afternoon. This is Emma from Local Stash. My name is Renee.
Hi, this is Travis Anderson. I think you just missed your call.
Oh, thank you so much for returning my phone call, sir. So, yes, is this a good time now, or you're just calling in to let me know that you're busy?
Is it something I can do on my phone? Am I going to need a computer?
Right, good question. Let me see. Yes, sir, you will need access to a computer. Or at least your mobile phone if you have access to your Facebook app.
Yeah, yep.
Okay, all right. So please just be advised that this call is monitored and recorded for training and quality purposes, okay?
Okay.
Right, so let me see. A couple of things. First, we still need access to your business Facebook page. I will resend the link to your email. Would you be able to track your email right now?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on.
What in the heck? Oh, Gmail. There it is.
I will send it to 5walleyes@gmail.com.
Yep.
All right. I just sent it. There's a link. It's a hyperlink. It says click here. So I need you to click on that one, and then it will route you to where you can add or grant us access.
Oh. I don't see anything in my email. Oh, there it is. Okay, now it just popped up. Okay, so click on click here.
Yes, please.
Okay, got that.
And then just follow the prompt and then let me know if it says successful.
Okay, it says Meta page, connect Facebook, click on that.
Yes, please. And then continue as Travis, maybe, if it's your name on Facebook.
Okay, it says mobile number and password. Let's see, Trey.
Yes, it's just making sure that it's you who's adding someone to the page.
Okay, I'm not sure what my password is. Let me try something here.
Okay.
Oh, wrong username or password. You wouldn't happen to know what my password is for this, do you?
No. It's Facebook making sure that it's you who's adding someone to the page. And
okay.
Yeah, granting access will not going to give us the login credentials to your Facebook account. I just want to confirm, though, your Facebook is currently logged on your mobile Facebook app right now, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, because, well, based on what I've known is that it will normally ask for the password, but the username, like, almost all the time should be pre-filled.
Well, it just, I guess apparently I don't know what my password is.
Oh, is there any way you can go to your Facebook app and then try to reset your password?
Well, I can, it says forgot password. I guess I could go through that.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, you can do that there.
I don't know. not going to be able to auto drive a Chevy.
I took a test drive.
Huh?
I took a test drive.
Is it better than the Ford?
I liked it. I liked how high up it was.
Yeah, the only problem is when you pull the nose up to something, you think you're going to hit it. You're still about 3 feet away from getting up to where you're supposed to be. That's why when I drove semi, it's like, give me a cab over. I can see what I'm pulling up to. Because if it was a peak, yeah, my God, I couldn't see shit. Except for backing up.
Oh, hey. Pretty nice, that's for sure.
A Dodge must be for the landscape crew, then.
I believe so, that's, yeah.
42,000 for that stuff. Yeah.
That's for both.
For both?
For both of them. Yeah.
Oh. Well, the Dodge must have been super cheap then. Because I don't see that Chevy being that.
Right? Yeah, I thought that's a pretty good deal.
Just going to have to get a rack on there. I had to build mine. Yeah, went out to a customer, did his deck. I saw an old rack sitting out in the back. It was meant for like a 2010 or 7, more of a square inner box. Well, when I mine, got that more of a rounded side like your stuff. And it's like, well, that rack wasn't fitting in there. So I had to chop and weld and put four new legs on it, repainted it. And then when I painted it, they said, how in the hell did you get the same color as the print on the truck? I don't know, it was all leftover paint of my wife's. Like, okay. Well, dang it. But I know that sucker would just howl like a dad dang wildcat, you know, going down the road with that front bar up over the cab, because it was meant for only a single cab, not a extended cab or a crew cab. So when it comes up over the top of the cab, oh, really, it gets that little wind howl up in there. I said to John, we got to get that thing off the goddamn top of the truck going up to Newtown, you know. It's like, you couldn't even hear the radio. It was wide open.
So, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure.
We'll catch you later, Ed.
Yeah, I'll see you later. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing here next.
Well, have you reset your password?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. So, like, where do I...
Were you able to reset your password or now?
Yes.
You did. Okay, can you go back to the email that I sent you and then try the link again?
Okay.
If it asks for the password, then it see if that works.
Okay.
Let's see. Click here. Facebook. Continuous Travis. Is this for TA Quality Construction or for Travis Anderson?
TA, please.
Oh, yeah, it says Google EG is requesting access to your name and profile picture and email. Edit access. This doesn't let the app post to Facebook. Continuous Travis. I guess I'll do that. The only thing.
Yes. Yeah. Continuous Travis. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, and then Andrew Jones. Okay, continue. Okay, now you are logged in as Travis Anderson. So I need to change accounts?
No, please just continue after that one. There should be confirm access.
Yeah, it says pages, select. Oh,
yeah, select
TA Quality.
TA Quality Construction. Okay, and then confirm access.
Yes, please.
Okay, now it says, great job, you successfully connected your Meta account.
Let me confirm
Meta
that.
Asset.
Hold on.
Okay, click finish. I just got to click finish.
And yes, I could see that we have received the invite. Thank you so much for that. So,
so grab a
sorry,
copy.
Sorry, go ahead.
Granted. Okay.
All right, so Facebook access, I can confirm that again we have received and we've been granted the access to your page, so thank you so much for that. The next thing that I'd like to talk about would be about your Google business profile. So I see that it's not verified yet. Are you aware that you have to get it verified?
Yeah, I think I'm in the process of doing that. Like, I went through all the hoops, so now I think it's a waiting game now.
All right, sir. It looks like your verification did not go through for one reason. I see that you have not accepted the invite yet.
Okay. I have not accepted the invite. Oh, okay. So do I need to find an email for that or something, or how do I do that?
Yes, sir. I will resend the invite to your email, okay? I need you to accept it, even if you will not gonna do it, or if you're not gonna do the verification now, at least you will not gonna be forgetting this. So I'm just afraid you have to really redo the video verification, and please initiate it through the Google business profile. So if you did show your business tools, equipment, your vehicle last time, then you also have to do that. But again, this time, make sure that the invite has been accepted.
Okay, so let's see.
Did you get my email?
And gotta go backwards here. Yeah, it says Google business profile, Maria Emma. Yeah, okay. Yep.
Yeah.
So I gotta click accept on that.
And then later on you can, I will also send you another email just so you don't have to go through all your emails again. This is where you can initiate the video verification. It's titled Start Google Video Verification. Again, once you're ready, okay? Once you have all the documents or tools ready.
Oh, okay. I'm not home yet, so I don't know if I have everything. I might be able to do I'll try here. Okay, so I just need to click on accept.
Yes.
Accept as 5walleyes@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now it went to Yelp. Or it went to Google
that.
Search.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's your Google business profile. But you can close that if you're not ready to do the verification yet. But yes, I can confirm that you're now an admin to the page, so you should now be able to verify it successfully. And then you said you might be able to do the video verification. Do you want to give it a try now? I'm just afraid that while you have me in the line, you won't be able to open your camera, because that's usually the case for most phones. But you can do it later after we disconnect, or maybe tomorrow or over the weekend, as soon as you can.
Okay, so I'm going to just follow the instructions, or do I need to go through it with you?
No, you just have to follow the instructions. There should be another email. It's, again, titled Start Google Video Verification. You have there the instructions, the items that you need to prepare before initiating the video verification. And then a sample video recording. Once you're ready, just start it at your own pace.
Okay. So basically, you're saying you sent me an email with all the instructions?
Yes, sir. It's action needed, Travis. Start Google Video Verification. It's the title.
All right. So right now I'm still on the Google account. It says accept invitation. Do I need to click on manage this account, or that's something I can do later?
You can do that later. You can exit or close that page for now.
Okay. Okay. So I see two more here. It says Google Business Profile. You are now a manager of TA Quality Construction. And then it also says the local splash action needed. Travis M. Start.
That
okay.
One.
That's the one
you're talking
about. Okay, so I can do that later on this evening?
Yes. As long as you have all, like, there are 8 items listed in that email, but whatever is applicable to your business, then that's just it. If your business, if, like, your state does not require, let's say, to be licensed, that's okay. Or if you don't have a truck or a vehicle, that's okay. Just whatever is applicable on the items listed on that email, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then the other thing would be the requirements. This is the last thing. The requirements for your Google Verified campaign. First, it requires that the Google Business Profile gets verified. And then the second one, it's the COI, Certificate of Insurance. Do you have an updated COI?
A Certificate of Insurance, yes.
Yes, would you be able to take a picture of it and then send it over so we can update the one that we have?
Sure.
Okay.
I have it right now. So do you want me to do that right now?
Yes, please.
Yeah. I also have, I can take a picture of my certificate of my contractor's license, or you don't need that.
Can you send that over? Yes.
Okay. The insurance. Okay. So now where do I send it to?
Send it to this phone number. The one that we're on. 877.
Okay. Here, I gotta write this down. Would it be messages and then for that?
Messages.
But I don't. Conversations, contacts. This one. Okay. Okay, I sent it.
Okay. Let me refresh the account.
It's the same phone number. Yeah, it's the same. It's the same. Let's see here. Had to call. Should be 877-635-6225. That's where I sent it. All the text.
Yes, where the text came from, like local
text. Yeah. Well, it shows here that it was sent.
Let me see. No, I still haven't received it. Let's give it a few more minutes. The other thing I'd like to discuss is your website. When was the last time you have checked your website?
I don't. My son just created it for me not that long ago, and I haven't really checked it.
Okay. I see. Because, sir, actually, the website, taquality.com, it looks like it's down. There's nothing on it.
Oh. Okay. I don't know why that
is. So you might want to check. You might want to check with your son and see if he is able to work on the website again. But just so you know, we also offer a free website creation, and you have two options. You can either use the same domain, taquality.com, but you need to give us access to the domain. So that would mean you need to give us access. You need to give us a username and a password so we can access it. The other option is for us to just go ahead and check whatever domain is available, and we'll start creating the website from that domain. It cannot be taquality.com, but I can check and see if taquality.net or taquality.co is available. So which one do you think will work best for you?
I can talk to my son, and I think to leave it the same. I'll see what's going on. He should be back home in the next couple of days, but I can talk to him on the phone here.
Okay. If that's the case, sir, as early as now, I'll send an email asking for the login credentials to the domain. That is if you'd wish to really use taquality.com. Or actually, that's the second option. So since you wanted to keep the domain taquality.com, you can talk with your son, ask if he's able to get the website up and running even the next 1 or 2 weeks. But if it goes beyond that, I suggest we use a temporary website instead. The other option is if in case he really will be busy and won't be able to get the website up and running soon, then you can just grant us access to the domain, and we'll create the website out from that domain. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So for now, let me see if I've got the SMS. No, I really haven't received it, though.
Hmm. Well, let's see. Well, all the texts that you sent me, I have, and it shows that I sent that picture
maybe
to you.
Maybe because we're on the phone. I will check after we disconnect and see if it will load. If not, I may follow up with you, send you a text message so you could try and resend it. But so far, at least we're done with the Facebook access. From your side, you just have to initiate the video verification and then talk to your son about the domain, the website, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I just got another text just now. So I sent it in this on the, it shows that it's, back, that we went back and forth. So it shows that it was sent to you at 5:45, so.
5 minutes and still not here. But again, I'll check. Maybe it's just because we're in the phone. All right. Do you have any questions before I let you go?
No. But if you can follow up maybe tomorrow, make sure I'm still on track for everything, that'd be great.
Of course. Okay. I'll do that. And you prefer afternoon phone calls, right?
Yeah. Tomorrow, if you can call like around 2.
2? What time zone? Central?
Two central, yeah.
What time is it now? 5:50?
5:50, correct.
Okay. So that's 12 my time. Okay, I'm available. All right, so yes, anything else?
Nope, that should be it for now.
If you have any questions before I get a chance to call you back tomorrow, do not hesitate to reach out, okay?
Okay, yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you so much, Travis. You have a good one. Goodbye for now.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.